5 ways to fast.
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome, everybody, to podcast number 42 of Our Ketogenic Life.
Yep, and we are still, this is our last time of doing a part on fasting. We are on part 3. So we don't want to overwhelm everybody every week with fasting, but there are many. We could probably do another 2 or 3 at least.
And if there's really interest, maybe we will.
Yeah, not in a row, though.
Right. But today we're going to talk about 5 ways that we have personally fasted. And we're going to talk at the very end about one way of fasting that we do not recommend. But you have to stay to the end for that.
Yeah, and we've got a bonus way to fast.
Yeah, bonuses everywhere.
That we've not done yet, but we're going to throw in a bonus if you stay to the end.
So, you know, the thing with fasting is, again, when someone first hears the words fasting, they think of starvation. And that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about what?
We're talking about eating less often, not eating less.
Right.
Eating, how do we usually say that? Something like that. You caught me off guard. Sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking at my cute cup. I don't know if you can see. I had a friend who, it says, let me overthink about it.
Yeah.
That's not like me, is it?
I won't comment. Anyway,
but,
what we want to do is really encourage you to think about why you're fasting.
Yes.
We fast to try to manipulate our metabolic system.
Yes.
And when you're manipulating your metabolic system.
Say that 5 times.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Then it's easier, I think, to fast.
Right.
Because you have a purpose.
Right.
You just don't go into it thinking, well, I can't eat right now.
Yeah.
You're
actually. And when you say for us lay people, what do you mean by manipulating our metabolism?
It has to do with a lot of the benefits of fasting. One of the things that it does, obviously, and we talk about this a lot, is decrease your insulin.
That's the big thing.
That's the big one.
I think for most of our audience is we're wanting to stop that insulin spike every time you eat.
Right.
So that's every hour, every 2 hours, whatever it is. You put something in your mouth. People don't realize, you know, the majority of people, and we used to be like this.
Absolutely.
Get up, have, and a lot of people even from the very, they may not even eat anything, but what they put in their coffee or what they're drinking in the mornings, they're automatically spiking their insulin with the first thing they drink.
Yes.
Whether it's a sugary drink, a sugary coffee. Some people go through, it never ceases to amaze me that people don't even pay attention to what they're drinking. When you go through, a lot of people go through a drive-thru, and thankfully, I've never liked, I mean, I don't drink sweet coffee, so I'm not trying to judge you if you do it, but they'll get like a cappuccino, frappuccino, whatever those things are, the amount of sugar and carbs and no nutritional value in those drinks are just...
Right. It's probably more sugar than what we take in a whole day.
A whole day. And but anyway, so you're spiking your insulin from the very for everything that you put in your mouth usually, unless you learn how to do that differently.
Right.
So
with insulin, you decrease your inflammation. There's weight loss when you decrease your inflammation. Chronic diseases are better outcomes. And there's also things like autophagy, which we talked about before, about cellular repair. Yep. And when you're eating and your insulin spikes, it gets turned off. So there's a lot of reasons why fasting is beneficial.
Right.
And one of the things I think that is really interesting is once you do fasting, especially with keto, your hunger actually goes down.
Right.
You think that you're going to starve to death,
right,
but you don't.
It's because your body is
getting used to
that, what it's taking in. It's burning that ketones and fat. You're satiated long, you know, you're satisfied with what you're eating. Your body is doesn't need that because it doesn't need that insulin spike to get that, or the sugar
energy.
To get that energy. So It really helps those hormones.
Yeah. So it really helps, you know, having a goal.
Yeah.
If you have a goal, and we're going to talk about different ways, different goals for different things, but if you have a goal, it is so much easier just than to randomly just say, I'm going to start fasting. Right.
And you have to change your mindset. You're fixing your goal mm-hmm. on, you know, what kind of fast would mm-hmm. work better for you. What is your goal? And we do a combination of these all the mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to do one and you can never change.
Right.
And not only your goal, but you're just, you know, your mindset of like what, you know, what are you doing it for?
Right.
And then you have to not think fasting cannot, you've got to get out of your mind. When you think fasting, I'm going to starve to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what so many, you can't even talk to somebody about it for a long time until they change their mindset.
Right.
You're not going to starve.
And like you said before, it's nice to experiment with different ones mm-hmm. at different times. And especially, she mentioned hormones, especially in females. It seems.
What?
Yeah. It seems like, you know, doing some different type of fasting.
Absolutely. I can't do exactly what you do.
Right. All the time.
Right.
Like, I do 16-8, and I don't have any problem with it. And we're going to talk about what that means in a minute. And I even do 24 sometimes.
Right.
Or OMAD, and we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But it is harder for a female to do it, I think, because of the hormones.
Right.
Especially, you know, perimenopausal.
Right.
You have to really understand what's going on in the body. Mm-hmm. And just because your husband or friend or somebody else is doing something and they're getting benefits doesn't mean that's exactly what you need to do.
Right.
And that's where sometimes you need to have a guide to help you get to where you want to go with the goals that you have in mind.
Sometimes it's going to take a while. I mean, we didn't, you know, women especially, you know, we have, our bodies are constantly changing mm-hmm. with, you know, our cycles are changing.
That's a good point.
You know, we've got to realize what we did in our 20s or 30s. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're 45, 50, mm-hmm. 55, 60, whatever age you are, usually starting around 40,
right.
You know, you are changing what you could do. Your body just does not, it doesn't respond that way. So
right.
don't get frustrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's so easy to get frustrated, but try to not get frustrated, like you said, when somebody else, especially if it's your husband, if you're
right.
doing it together, that's great. It's wonderful to have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you've got a partner that's a female,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, everybody's body is different. So
right.
don't judge what they're being able to do with what you can do or what you can't do.
Right.
Give it time. Like I said, that's where we can help. Things that we've been through, things that we're still going through, researching,
mm-hmm.
we can help you to kind of navigate why something may not work for you.
Right. And that was a good point that you came up with earlier is, you know, what you're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
it may not be what you need to do next month.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months.
Right.
And even like what you're doing right now, it may work,
mm-hmm.
but in 5 years, you may need to change it up.
Right.
Especially what I find is if you have a significant amount of weight to lose
mm-hmm.
and you're doing some type of fasting to help augment that, and then you get down to your weight goal, sometimes you need to change it up because
right.
your body's different now. It wasn't like it was at the beginning.
Right.
And the thing with using this as a goal, having a tool as fasting, is if you change it up and you do it for 6 months to a year and you maybe notice you've gained a few pounds or something mm-hmm. like that, you can go back for a couple months doing what you did before
right.
and then go back.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, a computer where you just turn on a program and it just runs.
Right.
Your body is very complicated, and as it changes, as you age, different things that happen on the inside, it's nice to have these tools to use to get to your goals.
Right. But here's newsflash.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're not going to be able to, you know, at say you're, you know, 40 years old.
Huh?
40-year-old female, you're not going to be able to start keto. It could be the best why you've got.
Right.
You know, you want to be healthy, you want to get energy, you want to get that 10
right.
pounds that kind of just crept on that used to. Okay, you're thinking, I'm going to get this 10 pounds off. I'm going to do keto. I'm going to do my fasting. I'm going to do all this. That all works. You get it off. You're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to go back to eating prior, you know, you're not going to be able to start eating Twinkies and, you know, I think so many people don't realize it's like, oh, that didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Well, it would work
if you learned
you can't go back to eating junk.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we think we can fool ourselves to say, oh, we're going to get this off and we're going to be healthy and then go back to eating pizza and M&Ms and Oreos and all the other stuff mm-hmm. that it's not that one thing,
right.
if you eat it every blue moon, is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to that unhealthy lifestyle. I get aggravated when I think, why do you're saying how good you're feeling. You've got that food, you know, you've got mm-hmm. that, you know, that feeling of, you know, feeling good about yourself and you're getting healthy. And then you want to sabotage yourself
mm-hmm.
by thinking, I'm going to spend the next, you know, 4 weeks eating whatever I want. And right. then like a keto didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I get so, that's something that I don't understand it. So keto works.
Yeah.
Fasting works. But you've got to get your body healthy.
Right.
And
correct.
So that's got to be your goal,
mm-hmm.
really. I
mm-hmm.
mean, because it's not, if you don't change that goal of that mindset mm-hmm. of, and you've got to think of, you know, it's got to be that you want to be healthy and mm-hmm. change that mindset. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox.
That's good.
Anyway.
That's good soapbox.
But just don't think you can do this and then go back to eating the way that
right.
you always have.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not that you can't ever.
Right.
But go ahead.
Sorry. All right, number one.
Number one, we're not even on number one yet.
Yeah, we're almost over with the podcast here. Number one, it's called 16-8, or you can do like 12-12. And what that means, these numbers mean, is the first number is the amount of hours that you're fasting.
Yeah.
The second number is the amount of the window of time that you're eating.
Yeah, you're not eating 12 hours straight.
Right.
You're eating
within that 12 hours yeah. or that 8 hours. That's when you're going to eat.
Right.
Now, this is probably the easiest way to get started.
Yes.
And the 12-12 is usually the easiest. So if you eat, you know, at 6 o'clock in the evening
uh-huh.
and you don't eat breakfast till 6 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you've done a 12-12 fast.
Right.
All right.
Or even if you had dinner at 6,
uh-huh.
had a snack at 9,
uh-huh.
you know, then you go to bed.
Then
at the earliest you would eat is 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. the next morning.
So that's 12-12.
Very doable. Very doable.
And the way that if you have problems starting with this
yeah.
is just increase it 30 to 60 minutes every mm-hmm. day. And just gradually work up to a 16-8.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we say 16 is because it has to do a lot with autophagy. And they think that's really when it kicks in. So if you can do that on a regular basis, it'll help with your long-term health, we
right.
believe. And during this time, you know, when you're first starting with any of these, you know, make sure you drink your water.
Yeah.
And we'll give you some tips over here mm-hmm. When we end as far as like help getting you through these. But 16-8 is usually very doable for almost everybody because
mm-hmm.
most people, and there's exceptions, of course, but most people that I talk to, when I say, are you hungry in the mornings? They say no.
Right.
They don't eat breakfast or they force themselves. Now, the one thing that Danae alluded to just a minute ago is during this time, you can't go through the drive-through and get a latte that right. has a lot of sugar. That
right.
breaks your fast.
Right. And that's something else. A lot of people ask us all the time. They'll private message us. They'll ask us, will this break my fast? Will this break my fast? Will this? The truth is, I mean, you don't know.
We know certain things.
Yeah, certain things, of course, but like a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Sugar-free gum. Some people, it might spike your insulin.
Right.
It depends on your body. You know, really, you know, we can't say 100% definite
mm-hmm.
for anybody what, you know, will break your fast. And we've thought about doing kind of like experiments and things like with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, doing a fast and then taking our blood sugar, taking our ketone levels
mm-hmm.
and trying to see what really does break your fast.
Right.
But
we know water is fine.
Water's fine.
Black coffee is fine.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people use a bulletproof coffee. They put MCT oil or coconut butter or something like that in
yeah.
their coffee.
Yeah.
That we think is okay.
Right.
We think that maybe some people artificial sugars.
Artificial, but sugar substitute.
Yeah, sugar substitute. It's like, it's probably okay. We don't know. Can't tell you 100%.
Right.
But,
and some people it has, though, been shown that
Spikes it.
Yeah, like a stevia or something mm-hmm. like that with a sugar alcohol on some people,
mm-hmm.
the monk fruit, it does spike your insulin. So we don't want you to be relying on
right.
that Of course, getting away from as much sugar as you can, even the sugar substitutes, right. because it still creates that craving possibility, mm-hmm. you know, in your body. If that's the way to get off
sugar,
cane mm-hmm. sugar and other sugars, 100% right. use it. But okay, so 16-8 so is 12-12 going into the 16-8
is the easiest way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start. Number two, it's called the Warrior Diet. It's a 20-hour fast and 4-hour eating window. A lot of times, if you are not really needing to lose weight, but you're wanting to do this for the health benefits, okay, it's not all about weight loss. It's about health benefits as well. And if you are trying to work out, build muscle, this is probably the best one. Because what it does is it, you know, you can eat a couple times within that 4-hour window, get your calories, get your proteins and fats and things like that into it, and then it helps build muscle. And that's mm-hmm. why they call it the Warrior Diet. It's a 20-hour fast and a 4-hour eating window. Mm-hmm. So,
because again, we're not getting in, we're not eating less, we're just eating less often.
Right.
So that amount of, like if you were eating, you know, a big salad, steak, chicken, mm-hmm. You know, maybe a snack of, I don't know, some people eat like some nuts or cheese, right. you know, you can cram that into a 4-hour
right.
you know, window.
Right. And it's really, most of the time it's pretty easy to yeah. do. You know, instead of eating at noon, you just push it up, you know, what, 4 hours to right. 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you eat from 4 to 8 yeah. and then you quit eating until 4 o'clock the next afternoon.
Right. And people sometimes think, you know, especially if you're just now doing a 12-hour and you think, well, I'm doing good to do a 12-hour. Right. Then you push into the 16, you're kind of worried.
Right.
Then, you know, you think 20, there's no way. But, you know, just trust us, trust mm-hmm. the process. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get there overnight.
Right, it's going to take weeks.
A lot of times, once you're doing a 12, you see how easy a 12 is. You know, oh, yeah, that's definitely easy. Mm-hmm. I'm not even realizing that. Push it to a 16. Sometimes people go ahead and eat at that 16, but they will even admit to us mm-hmm. that they're not even hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've been doing keto for a while. They just know it's lunchtime, so I need to eat, or I'm going to get hungry if I don't.
And you're hungry because a couple of things. One, you're normally used to eating.
Right.
So that you eat then, and then your body's used to it.
Right.
The other thing is you have spikes of ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone, uh-huh. and you have a spike around noon to 1 o'clock. And if you've ever noticed that if you've been hungry, but you got busy at work mm-hmm. with the kids, whatever, you forgot to eat lunch, mm-hmm. it's 1:30. If you know, just pay attention to yourself. A lot of times you'll see, I didn't eat lunch. I'm not right. hungry now.
Right.
So yeah. it's just getting through that, you know, 20 to 30 minutes mm-hmm. of that spike of that. It's all hormonal, by the
right.
way.
Yeah.
You know, if you get through that, then it's easy because you're already at 1 o'clock.
Right.
If you go yeah. to 4, you're fine.
Right. Yeah.
So
and if you're hungry at 1, eat at 1.
Yeah. You know. And that's fine. And you can increase your time from there.
Right. What I will say is, and I know we've said this in the past, is kind of getting used to, though, making sure when you're doing something like this, especially if you're at work or if you're busy and you do, you know, get yourself through, mm-hmm. you know, you're let yourself, you know, go through the lunch mm-hmm. period. Don't have available, though you're healthy, you know, have something available that you're not going to be so hungry uh-huh. that you're like, you know, you've made your kids whatever, and then you decide, okay, I'm eating chicken nuggets and fries.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Then you're like, you just completely...
Or a piece of chocolate or something like that.
Right.
Just something easy to
right.
get to.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Be prepared, because either you prepare to succeed or you prepare to fail. Or if you fail to prepare, you prepared to fail.
Right?
Something like that. Anyway, be prepared. Uh-huh. Have healthy things
snacks.
Available.
Mm-hmm.
In case you need it. Yeah, in case you need it.
And with any of these, let's just use the Warrior that we're on right now.
24.
So let's say you do that for 2 or 3 days. But on that fourth day at noon, you're hungry,
mm-hmm.
then eat. That's okay.
Right, exactly.
That's all right. You're going to listen to your body.
You're listening to your body, exactly.
So it's okay to, you know, have a goal of this. And if you don't succeed exactly, you know, if you go 19 hours mm-hmm. instead of 20, hey, that's fine.
Exactly.
Just keep moving on. It's a progress. It's a continuum.
Yes.
And we're always striving to better health.
Exactly. Not perfection, but progress.
Right.
Exactly.
Very
right.
good. Number three is called OMAD. It's only 1 meal a day.
OMAD.
And, And that's usually, you can get that. Some people just do one meal. Some people do 23 hours of fasting and 1 hour of eating. So they'll have something, they'll go, again, we've made it up to the warrior diet at 20 hours, all right? Now, if we want to go to 23 hours, so it's 4 o'clock, you're getting off work, you're still, maybe you're not hungry or you got something to do, you got something to do with the kids, and you go do something and then you don't eat till say 7, we can even say 6, do 22, then you're eating one meal a day, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you'll get your calories in. Now, a lot of times what I find personally is if I do the OMAD, I don't eat as many calories.
Right, yeah.
Because it's hard sometimes. I still eat like 2,000 calories a day, even though we don't count calories.
Right.
But
for people to get in that.
Yeah, it's hard to get that in all at one time for me. Yeah. So sometimes I'll eat less than that. And then the next day I might do a 16-8.
Right. Yeah, you might eat. So it's kind of okay. Average out on the week, you know, having how much we eat a week. Yeah, because it is sometimes hard to eat as much as you want to. And so that can be good and bad.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you want to still have that you don't want to be eating so less in that 1 hour, one meal that you don't feel good then the next day.
But if your goal right now is trying to lose weight, this is probably one of the best ways so far of the three that we've talked about. This is probably the best because it really, decreases your insulin production.
Right.
You're only spiking it once a day when you eat, or then at 1 hour, you know, and it's not going to be up as long. So it does help with weight loss.
Right.
The fourth way is to do a 36-hour fast. Mm-hmm. Now, what is a 36-hour fast? You say Sunday night, you eat at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Stop eating.
Stop eating. And you don't eat Monday.
Right.
You get up on Tuesday, you don't eat breakfast, and you eat at lunch.
Right, so around noon.
At noon. So
we've done this.
Yeah, this is very common.
Yeah.
So that's a 36-hour fast. And then to kind of go into our fifth one is a 48-hour fast and plus.
Right.
So these two can kind of be combined at different times. Mm-hmm. But the 36-hour fast is, we can do that on a regular basis. If we eat Sunday night and don't eat till Tuesday at noon, you know, that's something that we can do on a regular basis. The 48-hour fast or longer really gets you into the autophagy. And it really helps with like stem cell production is what they think is from the research that I've read, is that it helps with the stem cell. And if you follow like pro sports and things like that, they talk about stem cell injections and different things like that. And it's helped to regenerate, your body regenerates. And that they really think that that helps with that. So when you're doing a 48-hour fast or longer, some people do like a 4 or 5 day fast. That's not something that you want to do on a regular basis.
No.
You're not going to do even every month. Maybe do this once a year, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
And that will help with that. Now, we won't talk a whole lot about that because, you know, if you're just new to fasting, you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, there's no way.
Right.
But I'm just kind of throwing that out there that there are people who do this and there's research being done that will help with this.
Yeah. And this is still for us, the 48-hour fast that we're talking about. You're still in the 36. You're still drinking water.
Yeah.
You know, water with lemon or, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of the splash of, you know, like if you wanted some of the Crystal Light, you know, something like that. You know, or I drink coffee. Like this right here is black coffee. You know, it's still just right after early afternoon. So I didn't get my coffee this morning. So I still drink a little bit of coffee. But so you're still drinking and getting hydrated.
And the final thing was our bonus one.
Our bonus, yes.
Was
we've not done this yet.
Yeah. Is an alternate day fast. So again, like they said, we haven't done this. That's kind of like a 36-hour fast every other day.
Right.
So we haven't done that. We know we've read a lot about people who have done that. And one, to me, it'd be simple, you know, to do a 36-hour fast every other day. I've not really seen the desire for me to do that because what we're doing works for us.
Right.
But again, we're just letting you know that, you know, that's out there, that people can do that on a regular basis. And
again, it depends on your goal.
Yeah,
it
depends on your goal. And
yeah.
Actually, probably lessen your grocery bill too, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So some of the tips that we've already talked about is, you know, when she talked about make sure that we're drinking water, put some lemon juice in it. You can actually put some apple cider vinegar. in it as well.
Pink sea salt.
Pink sea salt. That will help.
Your electrolytes.
We talked about the artificial sugars, even in gum. Sometimes chewing a piece of gum of that may help. If you can get by with it, that's better.
And we did that at first.
Yeah.
So now that, I don't hardly ever.
I still do. I still chew too much gum. And then the other thing is when a lot of people are fasting, they think they can't do anything.
Right.
So you don't want to go out probably at the very... Now, I fast on my workouts every day, but I've been doing it for a while. But if you're just starting, going for a walk is great. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go do a strenuous type exercise all out. But if you're just starting to fast, go out for a walk. When you're fasting, doesn't mean that you don't that you just have to sit.
Right.
All right. Be active, but not strain your body.
Right. And if you do, if you've just started or you've been doing it a while, and you do feel weak and not feel good when you're fasting, that may be a sign. You know, go to your provider and find out. You know, maybe get some lab work to make sure. And it could just be you're not drinking enough. You're not getting enough electrolytes. Is usually.
And if you need to eat, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So
now the one way that we our second bonus is one way that we don't think you should fast.
This is the way don't fast.
Yeah, this is what we do not recommend is a juice fasting.
No.
Now. Because if you look at why you're fasting, and the first thing that Danae talked about was your insulin, all right? If you are trying to use this as a tool to for your metabolic system, if you're trying to use this as a tool, then when you're doing a juice fasting, it actually can spike your insulin because you're taking in, even though it's natural sugars and vegetables and things like that, you are kind of defeating the purpose of doing the fasting.
Because there's usually no fiber. The juice takes out all the fiber that is in the fruit and or vegetables.
Right.
And you're just getting the pure sugars in it.
And doing it, especially on a regular basis, you know, the things we talked about, the benefits of fat in your, like your cell walls, and even like your cholesterol and your hormones, if you're not getting that fat into your diet, especially if you do something like juice fasting for a while, actually, I think it can work against you. You'll probably see a weight loss at the beginning. But again, you know, our goal is not for a weight loss for a couple of weeks. Our goal is to get you healthy, and the weight will come off secondarily over a long period of time.
Yeah, I did about 10 years ago, I did a vegetable juice fast, you know, only vegetables for 10 days. I gained 8 pounds.
Actually,
8 pounds.
That reminds me.
I was like, what?
We have somebody in our membership who joined us. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I think I told you. Mm-hmm. She joined us because in the last year, she was doing a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. She was just eating, you know, vegetables, and she actually gained weight. Mm-hmm. And she came to us because...
She's like, what on earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, it goes back to, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But I just now thought about that.
Right.
But anyway, hopefully that's helped. The five ways that we do fasting, I'll recap these real quick, and then we'll read our verse, is a 16:8 or a 12:12. Hopefully you're understanding what these numbers mean.
Right.
Number two is a warrior diet, which is a 20/4 diet. Mm-hmm. Number three is one meal a day, OMAD. And that's usually a 23-hour fast and 1-hour eating window. Number four is a 36-hour fast, which is something we do every week, one time a day. And then number five is a 48-hour plus fasting that we really want you to kind of get used to fasting first and only use that once or twice a year under medical supervision, by all means with that, because, you know, you need to make sure your electrolytes and everything else is fine.
Mm-hmm. And we have... tons more that we can talk about.
We've written down 15 different ways of fasting.
Yes, there's a fast mimicking diet,
that's Walter Longo. Read his book.
Walter.
Whatever his name is.
He's like bone broth fast.
There's a fat fast.
There's an egg fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. But there's tons of...
There's a dry fast where you actually don't drink anything.
And I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure that definitely has to be under... You've got to be very careful with
I've
that.
Never done that before.
No, I don't think I would.
And these are the ones we're not really recommending because we've never done these. And I don't
know
if I ever will.
Research, no.
Unless the research takes us in a different direction.
The bone broth would... I mean,
you're getting amino acids with it,
right? Yes, yeah, so I can't see any problem with that.
The only thing with the bone broth that I would think off the top of my head would be if you have too much of that, it may spike it.
Oh, okay,
because if you have too much protein, it can actually spike your insulin.
Yeah.
So again, that's just some things that out there that you may hear these terms. And if you have questions about those, you know, let us know. Or if you'd like to have a podcast about it, I don't mind looking in deeper into why or why not. And it may lead us down a different direction.
Yeah. But we just want to encourage you that you can do it.
And absolutely. Absolutely.
You're going to automatically kind of, with ketogenic, you're going to automatically kind of work your way from the 12-12 into the 16-8 usually.
And, you know, really, we should have said this at the beginning. You know, fasting actually makes life simpler.
Yeah,
it really does. You don't have to worry about as many meals. Mm-hmm. You're still getting your calories. Your food bill may or may not be the same, depending on what kind of fasting that you do. Mm-hmm. But it just makes it so much simpler. Yeah. And having that mindset, like Danae talked about, having those goals will help get you to your results.
Yeah. All right, guys, for those who've stayed at the end, we've got our Bible verse. And this one's kind of a hard one to read, I'll be honest, because it's Ephesians. And it's kind of like those long run-in sentences. But chapter 2, made alive in Christ. I just want to read this, that as for you, these are Christians. He's talking to the Christians at Ephesus. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is Satan, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us who used to live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts, like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. We've all deserved. Sinners and we deserve God's wrath. But, and here's my favorite, because it is, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
That's when you raise your hands and you praise the Lord.
Yes, because we are deserving of wrath of God. Anybody who is born into this sinful, fallen world, we are, if you don't know it, we are sinners. We are not good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good in us.
Right. Our heart is deceitful.
Deceitful and wicked. Mm-hmm. Never follow your heart. When people say just follow your heart, no, don't. Please don't follow your heart.
Yeah.
Because your heart is deceitful and wicked.
Right.
But when, because, but God.
Mm-hmm. Not you.
Not me. Not anything we've done. We have done nothing. He has opened our eyes and our heart. It is because of him and his grace that he saved us from the wrath to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for that.
And, you know, especially if you look at this world, a lot of people are even commenting to us, you know, so, you know, personally, you know, about how the changes in the world right now. You know, it's a crazy world.
It's chaotic.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. And, it, if you read scripture, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's not getting better.
We've been talking about doing a few other podcasts, you know, that not necessarily through, you know, ketogenic, but just talking about, because a lot of people do ask us, you know, all the things that are going on in this world, you know, yes, we can take care of ourselves and be healthy, but really in the, you know, long run too, everything that's just going on, it's just crazy.
Right.
Who would have thought that we would be going through, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, we've not talked about it in a long time, but we are still in quarantine in some places.
Mm-hmm. We're in August of 2020 right now.
And there's still like schools, like our, you know, schools, there's a private school that, you know, the kids will be opening back up, but the public schools, everything is virtual still. You know, your colleges, a lot of people are going back on campus, but there's no sports. Or once they get on campus, they've got to stay on campus and not leave.
Who would have thought that college football would be canceled?
Right. Because, as of right now, SEC's not, but I mean, I don't
know.
That's
really the only conference that matters.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, but, you know, college football is canceled. And the NBA, which I, you know, that's a whole other topic. I've not watched any, but, you know, they're playing all at Walt Disney World.
Right.
You know, who would have thought this 6 months ago, 8 months ago, whenever it was, that this would be going on? So if this can happen this quickly, guys, think about, you know, the times that are coming that we think about, there's a lot of things that this won't happen, right, or we won't react this way. But, you know, how easy it is to be led down a road that, and we won't get into the whether you wear a mask or not,
right,
wear
but
a mask.
Just look at the controversy with that.
Yeah, just it's there's so much that, you know, can be dictated to us.
Right. And whether you know it or not, I know, but that's okay. Whether you know it, if those of you who don't want to listen, that's okay. But for those of you who don't realize or not, God is sovereign. This is all, nothing happens without the sovereign hand of God. He knows exactly what's happening. So he knows our days are numbered. And it's not that you don't wash your hands or you don't, you know, purposely try to get sick, of course, or anything like that. But, you know, he knows what our days are numbered. I mean, he knows what's going to ultimately take us. I don't want to get sick. I don't want you to get sick.
Right.
I don't. That's why we're trying our best to take care of ourselves. But even us, I mean, we could get sick.
Right.
We could, you know, somebody else could get it. But just like all the other, it's a virus.
Right.
Like all the other things that are out there, you can. It's not just that. You can get sick by a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We've got to. God did not. In another verse, God did not give us a spirit of fear.
Right.
But of love, power, and sound mind. Mm-hmm. He's the one that gives us the love, the power, and sound mind.
He does.
Yes. And so,
it's not by our own reasoning.
No.
It's you know, through him.
Right.
And you have to give him the glory.
Right, exactly.
You know, you really, I mean, in everything that we do, and we try to do this, everything we do, we try to give him the glory.
Right.
And because he's in control.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened that has surprised him so far.
Right. And through that love, you know, what does love do? Perfect love casts out fear. Power to overcome it. And a sound mind to keep it out. Because with a sound mind, you're not doubting. And you know, we all have moments of where we let that fear kind of overtake us and we get frustrated. But it is through his word and his power that we know... ultimately, that he is in control and he is sovereign, that we need to obey him in all that we do. But anyway, so...
Anyway. If anybody is listening to this right now and you'd like to have a separate podcast for us to talk about different things, let us know.
Right.
Because, you know, we
talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but I don't know. We don't know if anybody listened. Right. So if you're listening, shoot us a message, messenger, emails, whatever you need to do. And just let us know. We would love to talk about these things as well.
Right.
All right, guys. Remember, be fit and be faithful.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.